This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. So there we've made it through a week of Mercury. All right. So the idea being that, as we explained yesterday, Mercury being retrograde means that things get a little screwy. But we're making it. We're doing it okay. You're allowed to call me. Do you remember who called me yesterday, Trevor, right at 3 when we were just about to go off the air? Because we could encourage her to call back.
Her name was Stacy, if I'm not mistaken.
Stacy, where are you? Call now. Because it's very hard to take a call with like 1 second remaining. It just doesn't work all that well. What can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Today apparently is National Donut Day, which I think means that Dunkin' Donuts does something. Did they give away free donuts today? I think they do.
I think you may be right, yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I remember is I think the first year they started it, my studio was about, I don't know, maybe 3 blocks from a Dunkin' Donut. So I sent one of my interns over, because it's the same time every time of year, so by now I had interns. And so we sent the intern over and they sent us back. In theory, you're only allowed one donut per person. You're not allowed to sort of get a bunch. But the intern was smart enough to explain that it was a radio show and whatever. So I don't think they sent over enough for everybody, but they sent over like probably 6 or 8 donuts, which is certainly more than our fair share, or more than one person's fair share. So they said, that we were talking about on the air, and we tasted the donuts and whatever. I'm not anywhere near Dunkin' Donuts that I know about, so I guess I'm out of luck. See, in the old days of radio, folks, this is, when I was a kid, that there used to be things like the Carnegie Deli, for example. When I first came to New York, the Carnegie Deli, I was on overnights and the weekends. Not a great way to deal with a career, given the fact that I'd actually had a career before that. I was talking with somebody about this last night, and we were talking about he just basically got fired, so he's starting to look for a job, and he was talking about wanting to get the same pay that he was getting before. And I said, well, when you change jobs, quite often that isn't what happens, and you need to figure out what your bottom line is, how much, and not let your pride get in the way, because you're very likely not going to make the same job starting in a new company that you did after being with an old company for a long time. And I said my example was that I'd been on the air in San Francisco for about 3.5 years and got an opportunity to move to New York, which, and if you're in media, New York is really Mecca. That's where you really want to be. And but my salary, because I was working 5 days a week in San Francisco and was working overnight on the weekends in New York, and they went as high as they could on the salary, sort of the salary level, but it still wasn't. So overnight, literally, from the time I got on the plane in San Francisco to the time it landed in New York, which is, about 6 hours, and then a 3-hour time difference, of course, that my salary dropped by 50% and my expenses doubled. So my disposable, my sort of real income dropped by essentially a factor of 4. And that's pretty startling as an adult. I mean, but what I understood was it was an important career move, that it was an important thing to do. Not my favorite time in my life, because to have literally overnight a quarter of your spending power was alarming as a grown up. But I guess in those days, I mean, it was so I got to New York and was overnight on the weekends, and really having somewhat of a struggle. I mean, I still didn't have to kill my own food, and I kept my fingernails clean, so I wasn't digging any ditches. I wouldn't feel very sorry for me. But the Carnegie Deli sort of heard, they listened to the program. And so they would send, one night I wasn't feeling very well, and I didn't really understand as a broadcaster, I mean, I still don't particularly, that it doesn't make any difference how you feel, it's how you sound. So, for example, if I had laryngitis but felt fine, they basically didn't want me on the air because I sounded awful. I could be running a fever of, you know, 1,483 degrees, I know, or, you know, bleeding from orifices, and as long as my voice sounded okay, I was on the air. But I didn't, so one night I was not feeling very well. I think I had a cold or something. And sure enough, the Carnegie Deli, this is like 1 o'clock in the morning, sent over chicken soup for me. So that was the old days. I don't think I can convince Dunkin' Donut to deliver a donut to me today. We could try. Perhaps not. Are you a donut fan?
I myself am not. I find them too sweet. I never feel good after eating a donut, you know?
Well, I mean, I love the idea of donuts, but the idea is that they're going to stick with you for a long time. They're going to be for, you know, a couple minutes on your lips and forever on your hips. And so, at any rate, it is a National Donut Day. It's also National Moonshine Day. Have you ever had moonshine?
I have, and it was an event that others remember
much more clearly than you do.
Exactly. It was very notorious.
I have also had moonshine, and all I remember is people saying, try this. And it was in a mason jar, just like it was supposed to be. And I had like 3 sips, and then I passed out, apparently. And I mean, I didn't make any noise. I just conked out, and the next, and had, I mean, the nice thing about being me and really having no tolerance for alcohol is, number one, I'm the world's cheapest date, and second of all, I really don't get hungover because I haven't had enough alcohol to really be toxic, just to sort of pass out. That was my moonshine experience, and it's National Environment Day. World Environment, I don't know, didn't we have a World Day last week or something? How can it be World Environment Day again?
I don't know.
Didn't we have a world sort of, I thought we had one last week. Maybe we have one once a week now, at any rate. But some of the events in history seem completely appropriate to today. More the... Well, I mean, I'll tell you what they are. I'm not sure that it falls into the donut part, but in 1817, the first Great Lakes steamer, the Frontenac, was launched. Do you remember all, can you name all 5 of the Great Lakes? You probably can, because you're in that part of the world.
Yes, I maybe can. I might forget one as I go east.
All right, lay them out for me.
All right, so we have Lake Superior, mm-hmm. Lake Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Lake Erie,
mm-hmm.
Lake Ohio.
I think it's Ontario.
Ontario.
Yeah.
And then one more.
Huron.
Huron, thank you.
You and I together would have been fine because I probably would have missed Michigan, which would be really tacky because one of my big stations is there. But so we got them. All righty.
All right.
Houston in 1837 was incorporated by the Republic of Texas, which is important for me since I went to school there. Denmark became a constitutional monarchy by the signing of a new constitution in 1849. Harriet Beecher Stowe's anti-slavery serial, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Or it was, did you know what the subtitle was? Life Among the Lowly?
I didn't know that.
There you go. You did or did not?
Did not.
Yeah. Starts a 10-month run in the National Era abolitionist newspaper. And most of us know about Uncle Tom's Cabin from The King and I. Right? Is that when you learned about it for the first time? In 1851? Because at the King's Court... One of the concubines presents Uncle Tom's Cabin as a entertainment for the king.
Huh.
Remember that. Well, and the King and I just won a drama desk. We'll probably win an Oscar, or win a Tony, rather, for Best Musical. It's superb. If, you know, you really should go see it. So, my computer just burped. See, I shouldn't say anything about Mercury in retrograde because it'll just do its thing to me. All righty, 855-993-7569. Let's see what else we got in history going on. Because my favorite news story, which I will get to in just a minute, is completely consistent with today being, you know, I think it was today they're calling this National Environment Day. Last week was Earth Day.
Oh, that's
remember
what it
that?
Was.
Yeah, that's, yep, yeah. Because I don't know what the difference between environment and earth is. They would seem to me very similar, and they both start with the same letter, which is just confusing to me. And today, most importantly, more than anything else, Elvis Presley introduced Hound Dog in the Milton Berle Show, scandalizing the audience with his suggestive hip movements. And see, I thought it was Ed Sullivan, so I was wrong. 855, and today's also Tiananmen Square Day. 855-993-7569. If you're going to call me, don't wait till 3 minutes before the end of the hour. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. 855-993-7569. Elvis Presley. And I remember on Ed Sullivan, maybe he did Milton Berle first, because I remember on Ed Sullivan, they would only shoot him from like the kind of mid-chest up. They didn't show his pelvis at all because they decided it was suggestive. There you go. I don't know. We should probably talk about the tank man who halted the advancing tanks for over an hour and a half in Tiananmen Square in 1989. Probably a better story. All righty. Some kind of interesting news stories today, and then we'll get to your Facebook responses, or you can just give me a call about whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-993-7569. And today, being that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It, a really interesting interview, I think, with two former Olympians who took over training as kind of a favor to the women's cycling team in the midst of the Lance Armstrong doping scandal, which I know has been going on for a long time. But and they basically had a completely different approach. I think they call it data rather than doping. And it's really cool. It's cool not only if you're an Olympian, which I think most of us are not, but how to view your own body as kind of a project and how to maximize whatever it is that you're able to do. I think you'll really enjoy it. Hopefully you will. And it's an interesting documentary as well. Okay, Walmart is going to... This seems appropriate on a hound dog day. Walmart is hoping to boost employee morale by playing less Celine Dion and Justin Bieber music in the retail stores. I mean, I think that's a great story, don't you? I mean, I'd probably be a little upset if I were Celine. I mean, she's the big headliner in Las Vegas, but I guess it's different. How many times can you hear The Wind Beneath My Wings is the question.
Yes.
I mean, maybe she should make a personal appearance to Walmart and kind of... they're saying they're no longer going to play it at all. During a shareholders meeting in Fayetteville, a puppet character named Willie joked that being a Walmart store worker was getting dangerous. The vice president of the supercenters asked why, and he said, one of my fellow associates recently developed a serious eye tick from hearing Celine Dion's greatest hits on loops in our stores. Oops. Justin Bieber was also named as one of the singers whose music has been driving employees crazy. They'll have a DJ based in its corporate marketing department who will pick the music that's played in all the stores. That's kind of an interesting idea. See, if I were Walmart, what I would do what a lot of the pop radio stations do, is submit a list of what they thought their favorite songs were. And then you tabulate it. And you put it, instead of on an endless loop, you put it on, you know, if you have, how many employees does Walmart have? Probably a lot.
Millions of millions.
So if everybody got a vote, and you'd probably have a couple of obscure things, but the time between when a song was played the first time and the second time would be much greater, and you'd have popular songs going first. I think that's what I would do if I were Walmart. Maybe I should send them a little note.
You should. That's a good idea.
Although, I know there's some people from Walmart who listen to the program, because when we did the story a couple of years ago about the fact that they had guns next to the toy department. Do you remember that? Maybe you didn't.
I guess.
But they did. And we did a huge... I didn't know anything about it. I mean, I don't really shop... there wasn't a Walmart in New York. There is now. And so, but I seldom shop for toys. And have never shopped for a gun, so I didn't know this. And some mom called up and was very upset because the guns next to the toy department looked just like toys, or, I mean, however you look at it. And so her kid shows up with a real gun saying, can we buy this, thinking it was a toy gun. And it scared the living daylights out of the mom, which is certainly understandable. And so we talked about it on the air, and Walmart moved them. Now, I don't know that they moved them specifically because we talked about it, and my guess is that if I knew about it, other people probably knew about it as well. But it came as a result of a caller, and I know that they moved it. We also, talk radio really does have more power than we think it does, I think, sometimes. We actually got Raggedy Ann put in the Doll Hall of Fame because she had not been there. Slinky was in there. Silly Putty was in there. But Raggedy Ann was not. How could that be? So we actually got a petition going, and we got someone from the Toy Hall of Fame who called, and we got her in. So there. All right, so today Walmart, tomorrow the Doll Hall of Fame, and who knows next? I guess Justin Bieber. Walmart, that's what we'll go and get Walmart to... to get different, do it for a different way. They said they previously had let stores pick their own music, which sometimes led to a single CD being placed on endless loop. They're also relaxing their dress code. On July 1st, workers at the nation's largest private employer will be able to wear khaki or black denim in addition to pants the same color allowed before. People in more rigorous jobs will be able to wear T-shirts and blue jeans. They still have to buy their own shirts and pants. They're bringing back the slogan, "Our people make the difference," on worker name tags. And it turns out in the story they said Celine Dion owns 3,000 pairs of shoes. I don't know. The changes didn't end there. To address worker complaints about store temperature that could be too cold in winter and too hot in summer, they'll adjust the store thermostats, controlled from the corporate headquarters. Come on. By 1 degree Fahrenheit, temperatures in stores in the east and central regions will rise to 75 degrees from 74. In the west, they will fall from 76 to 75. Oh, come on. I think people should be able to control their own temperature, for heaven's sakes.
That is kind of crazy that it's so remote.
That seems a little big brother to me.
What if it's like
a big chintzy brother?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Crazy. Come on, Walmart. Let's get on the... All right, so our suggestion from Walmart is you should have individual thermostats mm-hmm. in stores. I mean, come on, folks. You're the largest private employer. You can afford the extra. And you know, we're all going to be conscious of the earth and the carbon footprint, so we're not going to overheat or overcool. But come on. And that people should be allowed to send in their recommendations. Everybody should be able to send in their recommendations. That may be a better corporate thing, though, rather than individual stores, because apparently that's where it came from, that we've got endless loops of my heart will go on. In related stories, this has nothing to do with it. I just couldn't figure out a good segue. It turns out that we may, you know, all of us forgetting our passwords or someone stealing my password, they may use brainwaves. I know. What are you going to do with people who don't have any? I'm kidding. There we go. Norway is going to divest from coal in a push against climate change. So there's a lot of really interesting good news today of corporations and countries sort of doing good sort of things. We have more details to follow. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to talk to you because my mom passed away about a little over 2 months ago. She had cancer, and she was sick for about a year and a half, and my dad took very good care of her. And I thought that after she passed away, you know, I guess I had expectations of him doing some soul searching and really trying to figure it out. And, you know, I just graduated from college, and I expected, you know, he would kind of help me through this time. And I found out about 2 weeks ago that he started a relationship with a woman that he used to work with. And I'm having a really, really difficult time accepting it, especially since it's been such a short time since my mom's passed away. And I've tried to talk to him, and we're just not really connecting on the issue.
Yeah. Honey, look, do I think it's a good idea? Of course not. And I think the poor woman that he's connected with is probably going to be used as a band-aid. I think he's probably going to be involved with her for a while. Then all of a sudden, in a couple of months, it's going to hit him that he misses her. He misses your mom. He's going to compare this woman with your mom, who will become saintly all of a sudden, and she's probably going to get dumped. So if you're going to feel sorry for anybody, I'd probably feel sorry for her. Your mom has nothing to do with this. This doesn't mean he loved her any less. I know you're feeling a little bereft. Do you live at home or not?
I just graduated from college, so I'm kind of transitioning between home and getting my own place.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what your dad's feeling. And again, you hear, because you know about the dreaded one-year rule. I think he's making a mistake. And
I know about that one-year rule.
Okay, yeah. I think he's making a mistake in that he's not giving himself a chance to mourn. He's lonely. He's sad. His daughter is now grown up and moving off into the world. And he's just feeling really lonely. And we know that men do not do particularly well after the death of a spouse, that women tend to do much better than men. Psychologically, physiologically, medically, yada yada, emotionally, psychologically. So I think what he's doing is not real bright, but it's nearly predictable. And I know that you're feeling a little bit bereft, but right now he's not capable, or he doesn't feel that he's capable of being a dad. He's not capable of giving. He's just feeling really needy. And my guess is, as you say, that when you were away at school and he was helping your mom, you know, to live through her last year and a half and being a nurse to her, he felt that he gave everything. And now the likelihood, what he wants is something back. He wants someone to take care of him, someone to make him feel special and loved and not sad and manly. And as you, I'm sure, are aware, in this society, men are not really given much of an opportunity to mourn or to feel sad. So do I think this is a good idea? No. Do I think that you should be angry with him? It won't do any good. And I hear that you're really feeling that you could use a dad right now. He can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to approach him is not about the woman, but about saying, Dad, you know, I could really use some time just to talk to you. I'm not guaranteeing he can do that. He's going to be able to do it, but asking specifically for what you need from him rather than judging his behavior has a much greater possibility of success. But I want you to go in knowing that he may not be able to do it, and I don't want you to feel rejected if he cannot, because it's not that he's a bad guy. It's that he's a really compromised guy at this moment who's feeling really lost and embarrassed and unmanly. And the quickest way that we have for men to feel manly in our society is to have sex with somebody. The quickest, which isn't true for women. For women, the quickest way we can feel feminine is to have somebody flirt with us or take care of somebody or bake something. So, I mean, it's just different. It's not that one is right and the other is wrong. It's just that they're very, very different. So at this moment, you may need somebody, and I think it's perfectly okay to ask your father to help you. But you need to be specific about what you need and make it, Dad, I could use some help on this. Not, Dad, I can't believe you're getting involved with somebody else who's distracting you from being a good dad to me. Because what he feels is you're a temporary presence in his life and he's really terrified about being alone.
Right.
Okay, so I know it may not feel a whole lot better, but it may make you feel a little less angry.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, sir. And I'm here if you need me. Okay. You're welcome. John, how may I help you?
I have a little dilemma here that might even be a little amusing to most people, but I'm 60 years old and I'm retired, and my wife is still working, but it's part of my responsibility now to kind of take care of the house.
Okay.
You know? And we have a couple of cats that, I can't say I'm a cat lover, but we live in peaceful coexistence. One of them is kind of sickly, and we've had it to the vet and expensive sonograms and everything. It's a digestive issue, but it throws up all over the house, and I fall with a bucket, and it's
ew.
Like that. And, you know, our daughters are in love with the cats, and my son, when he comes home from college, you know, he's very allergic, so he kind of clams up in his room. Well, my wife is a very compassionate individual, and today the final straw happened. I was having my lunch. I heard the cat throwing up in here. It had thrown up into the surge protector for the computer.
Oops.
And I saw smoke coming out of it, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, had I not been home, it would have burned down the house. Now, I'm just mounting up all my bullets as an argument.
Sounds like how old is the cat?
It's about, the nearest we can figure out, it's about 12. We adopted it a couple of years ago.
And what's the diagnosis? Why? What does the vet say the dog is, or the cat is throwing up from?
The doctor says it's a B12 deficiency and, you know, every other thing that it just doesn't agree with. But we can't seem to find any happy medium, you know, and it just, It's like I say, everything's going to be going good for a week, and then all of a sudden I'm chasing around with the spot remover, you know. And it's
so
about,
what's your solution?
I'd like to get rid of it, is what I'd like to do.
And when you say get rid of, what does that mean?
I mean, just euthanize it, or, you know, whatever I have to. I mean, I just don't want it living here any longer. And but yet again, you know, I don't want to be the bad guy in this, and I know it's going to break my wife's heart. I don't want to push the issue, because if she were to make a selection, she'd probably pick the cat over me, you know.
Well, especially if you don't put the seat down. All right, John, when's the last time the cat was at the vet?
About a week and a half ago. As a matter of fact, now my wife has to give it shots in order for this B12 thing, and that's, you know.
Have they decided why the B12? I mean, is there a tumor?
Not, they couldn't find a tumor, so they were looking for a tumor. We thought that was it, but no, that was.
Does the cat seem to be in any kind of pain, or can you tell?
No, I don't think so. It's, you know, it's a nice cat. It's a very friendly, attractive cat, but I mean,
could the cat be outside?
No, it doesn't have claws anymore, and we're afraid it wouldn't be able to defend itself.
Do you have a yard?
We have a yard with a dog run, but, you know, the former owner had a dog. But
you don't have a dog?
No.
So, but you've got a fenced-in area?
Yeah, but we're afraid that the cat could get through it, and, you know, they're pretty, and I just don't.
Listen, but my dear, given a choice between a cat that you're so upset with that you'd put down and putting the cat outside, especially in nice weather, I'd think about putting the cat outside, because maybe the cat would be happier. You've got less of a sort of a cleanup detail, and it buys you a little bit of time. What do you have to lose at this moment?
I mean,
I'm not saying set the cat loose.
Yeah.
You've got a fenced-in yard.
Yeah.
Put the cat outside. See what happens. Because if the cat, first of all, the cat may be happier outside. Second of all, you don't have to clean up after, which buys you some time.
Yeah.
And what do you have to lose at this moment?
Well, I like to make a speed bump.
I know you would, but realistically,
I'm looking for an alternative here.
Well, but I just gave you one.
Yeah.
Try it. What do you have to lose? Take the cat outside.
All right.
Take the cat for a walk in the backyard, and see if the cat likes it. Sit on the back porch and play lovey with the cat. And if the cat is happy outside, I mean, it's the middle of the winter, you've got a different problem.
Yeah, we live in a cold climate. But.
Yeah, and you forget that animals really, that a cat is really a feral beast.
Yeah.
I mean, see, the cat may be happier. You're not going to have to clean up at it. It buys some time, and then, you know, what do you have to lose at this moment?
You're right.
Because going to your wife and saying, I don't want to clean up after the cat anymore, is going to make you the bad guy.
Exactly.
Your kids are going to be mad at you. Because the option is, I mean, it's not like you can put a diaper on the cat.
Yeah.
The cat's throwing up. I think the cat is probably very ill.
And
will probably, if you can buy some time, will probably either get better, which is a little unlikely, or will succumb. But succumbing, or at least being in some kind of distress so that everybody can justify that it's not really fair to the cat to keep it alive, is very different than taking a relatively seemingly healthy animal that's just a nuisance and putting it down. Because what they're going to say is, Dad, what happens when you get to be a nuisance? You don't want that.
Yeah.
And the answer now is just put me outside.
You're very introspective. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, let me know how it works out. But, I'm not saying let the cat loose. I'm saying put it in the fenced-in yard and put some water out there and go play with the cat outside, and everybody may be happier.
I may have to do some maintenance, but I think it's worth a try.
Yeah, it's worth it. Look, it makes you John, if this eventually has to be something that the cat has to be put down, you, from being the bad guy, have transformed into the good guy.
Okay.
And that you're Super John, and that you tried everything you could to make the cat happy and make the situation tolerable.
You're exactly right.
So you've got nothing to lose, nor does the cat.
Well, thank you very much.
All right?
All right.
Yeah, give it a try. Let me know how it works.
I will.
Joy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off.
If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I don't know whether to be impressed by this or depressed by this. Miss Piggy got an award as a feminist art at the Brooklyn Museum. Previous honorees have included Toni Morrison, Sandra Day O'Connor, and Muriel Siebert, who was the first female trader on the New York Stock Exchange. And now Miss Piggy. I don't know how I feel about that, right? She says, this week, moi is being honored, and deservedly so. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it about time? The award was given to her by Gloria Steinem, who, see, you guys are probably not old enough to remember that Gloria Steinem actually was at one point referred to as Bunny because she went undercover as a Playboy bunny at one point. I know, we view her as a feminist, and she actually wrote a sort of a feminist article about being a Playboy bunny, but they used to call her Bunny. She isn't trying to be either totally masculine or totally feminine. She's just human. And apparently she is voiced, usually, by a man. Kermit the Frog tweeted an image of Piggy in conversation with Steinem. So there we go. She won, it's called the Sackler Center First Award, honored Miss Piggy. I mean, on one hand, you think, okay, well, I mean, it got a lot of attention because of that. But there is that part of me that thinks maybe they could give it to a real person. I mean, Miss Piggy may have influenced more people than Toni Morrison or, you know, the first female trader on the stock exchange. So I suppose we should only be positive, right? There we go.
Yeah.
That's good. Google cars have completed over 1 million miles. Clearly, this is one of those things that is creeping up on us. They're not electric cars per se, although I think a lot of them are, but they're auto cars. They're automobiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think they'd be great, especially on things like going back and forth to the airport. They're saying it's the next step, right?
Yep.
That Google is going to keep their promise of bringing completely autonomous cars to people all over the world in the next decade.
I think it could be quite nice.
Autonomous autos. We just call them A squares, right? They're taking everything one step at a time. They're test driving Google cars on miles and miles of road. They're making sure it's safe. Did you see that a bunch of cars had gotten in accidents? But it turns out they were kind of minor fender benders. They weren't really accidents. So, I mean, people love the titles of saying, see, 1 million miles. 1 million miles with any human input regarding the function and the direction of the car. They've only been tested on freeways. They've yet to function on intercity roads. And that's where the unpredictable is likely to occur. Although, as far as I'm concerned, I wonder, has anybody ever broken down the number of incidents that occur on high-speed roads as opposed to intercity roads? My guess is many more on the highways, and they're much more likely to be fatal because people they handle more cars and they're at higher speeds. I don't know. Have you ever seen that breakdown?
You know what? I haven't. I actually worked.
What if anybody's ever done it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I worked for a personal injury law firm for a while, and we handled all kinds of cases. And a lot of the minor ones, there were a lot of minor ones in the city, but the ones that happened on the highway were much bigger.
Yeah, and much more dangerous.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the sort of smaller routes, yeah, I mean, first of all, they're easier to drive. They seem to me less dangerous. But as they point out, the idea of a kid running into the street on a highway is not going to happen. Some fool changing lanes is going to. And you're traveling at much higher speeds. But a kid running into the street or a dog running in the street is much more likely to happen on a quiet road. So, I mean, they've been 12 accidents. None of them occurred because a Google car was at fault. Sounds like my mother. Wasn't her fault. The 1 million miles is the longest any model of car's ever made. It's all being done so as to weed out any possible problems. Well, hopefully they road test their cars better than their computers, right? Actually, that's Apple computers. You always seem to do the debugging after you bought it. The inability to cover for areas unmapped by a GPS, and they can make different decisions when they're in front of an obstacle. They're modified Toyotas and Lexus cars, which have been enhanced with sensors and cameras. The battery-powered pod prototypes are still a thing of the future and have not been put into production yet. The autonomous driving method is a pipe dream that the car industry has been chasing for many years. The new model cars that are on the market are capable of making more and more decisions on their own. The final results now include the ability to park in narrow spaces. That's probably better than I can do. All on their own, as well as the ability to adjust gear according to the road ahead. The project leader says that this is the wrong approach, adding you cannot teach someone to fly by teaching them how to jump higher and higher. In order to bring the dream of autonomous cars even closer to reality, Virginia has built 70 miles of highway in which the Google cars and other autonomous car prototypes can be tested. The Virginia Automated Car Corridors as the highway, I put an extra one in, the Virginia Automated Corridors, as the highway is named, will be available to all those autonomous cars that can pass a specific test. The cars will receive various stimuli meant to test their strength to discover their weaknesses and thus make them safe for humans. I mean, I think it's an exciting idea, don't you?
I do, especially for highway driving where people just drone on and it'd be nice to just chill out and have a nap, maybe.
Well, they're already doing that. It's just that it's
right, exactly.
No, I think that when I drive, the part that's the scariest is driving at high speeds with people that are unpredictable and changing lanes and also accessing the highway.
Mm-hmm.
That I see, I would be fascinated. I wonder where we could get that statistic, if it exists, of the proportion of accidents, number one, the proportion of fatal accidents, and what kind of conditions they occur on. I mean, interestingly enough, I remember reading someplace that bad driving conditions actually are not the most dangerous. I'm trying to remember where I read it. Maybe it's, I think that that may not be completely accurate, and somebody's going to call up and yell at me, and that would be reasonable. I think what I read is that New Year's Eve, which is a high density, dangerous time to drive because there's a lot of people on the road and a lot of people have been drinking. But it turns out when the weather is bad, which you would assume would increase the likelihood of not only accidents but fatal accidents, is not true. That apparently on New Year's Eve in particular, and I don't know what other holidays this applies to or what other days, that people are more likely to stay home. So the number of people on the road goes down, and apparently people drive more carefully and perhaps drink less. So it turns out that having nasty weather on New Year's Eve is actually protective, which seems like a good thing to me. I mean, that's anything that reduces car fatalities, good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really be fascinated with the actual statistics of, you know, how it actually works. And you're saying you work for a personal industry lawyer, but I wonder, presumably the Highway Commission would know that. I wonder if we could, maybe I'll try Googling it and find out if they actually break it down, because I think that would be a really interesting statistic. Because, you know, an autonomous car on the highway seems to be much more valuable than one on a sort of a quiet neighborhood street. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.